if you could go back to the rendering of Sol Ross, the new campus area, and I think right above that to your left, looks like maybe some parking.
Right here?
Right there?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Since that is typically where the children play.
Yes.
We had talked about the use of the park across the road.
That's correct.
Across Terrence. Has there been any discussion in terms of safety, having fence erected along Villa Maria, and then the concern of that culvert? You know, since it's concrete, anyone who were to fall, that could be a serious injury, of maybe having a fence erected as well.
That is what the builder will have to do. That's one of the things that will be non-negotiable to the school district. That's their job, to come and watch the flow. And so basically what will take place as this building is, and we've got to have this audio, as this area right here is being erected, you still have this playground right here. You still have this area right here. So I would assume, and again, that's way ahead with the construction manager, that there would be some type of fencing put up along here to where nobody could get in, all the way across here, all the way around, something along the lines of this, where there could be no entrance into that construction zone. But then you still have this playground here. And then there is a playground across the street that is ours. Of course, at that point in time, you would have people walk across. There is a culvert that you're talking about right here. Yes. We can put up a construction fence there as well. But I think that really after talking with Ms. Brunson, I believe the majority of our kiddos can play right here on our own property. It's large enough with such a small student population. I think our schedule can maneuver it away, which we can stay put on our property and not cross that street.
Good.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions or comments?
Dr. Wallace, you said the traffic as far as the how we're going in and out now, that's going to change. So Bill Maria will be the entryway into the school at that time.
No, sir. This is Villa Maria. Currently, the entrance is off this road, which Mr. Bosco said we'll go. And they'd actually come down here, and they turn right here and come around. The new one, you would turn off of Villa Maria onto Carter Creek. And then once you come down Carter Creek, this is a little Exxon station or a convenience store here. And then you would come in here, and then you would turn in, and then you have your visitors loop here, teacher parking, visitors parking here, and then you come back out here. So the entrance would be Carter Creek, and the exit would be Carter Creek. The same with our other faculty down here at the end. The kitchen and the service entrance will be off of Carter Creek as well. So all entrances and exits off of Sol Ross will be off Carter Creek.
Any other questions or comments on the bond?
Again, it's a relatively minor point, I guess, or actually not a minor point when I've seen some of the things that have happened in the past, but there's got to be room for everybody to get off of Carter Creek to line up to pick up kids and so forth.
Correct.
And I don't know how big it seemed like there's a pretty big line that was on the other street here, but it was not a busy street. Carter Creek is a main thoroughfare, so that's just something to keep in mind.
Yes.
We've had to fix things after the fact sometimes in the past.
Right, and through that input right there, what may happen is because you have so much, this is just a rendering. It's very, this could easily switch and go here. I mean, it can easily switch sides. I mean, that's just a rendering. So then you have part of your exit off Carter Creek and the other one off another side. That can be easily changed.
It's actually a good point. The other thing that, it's probably, I have no idea what the traffic's like in the morning there, but it's a neighborhood school. I imagine certainly, the school that I'm familiar with that had entirely no walk-up access. That you may have students that aren't riding in cars. However, if we're making it bigger, we're going to have more coming from farther away. So
good point, Mr. Stasny. We may look at closing this one off, move this over, and have the exit on this one on the other side. That's a good point.